All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Sky Ridge Pegasus Infrastructure Financing District. Today is May 14th. It's 3:09 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for our call to order, if everyone on the call could state their name for the recording, that would be great. We'll start with the board. Val, you're the chair. Would you like to start?
Yeah, Val Ovison, Chair of the Board.
Tyler Aldis, Director.
Ben Smith, Secretary.
And David Hutchison with CLA.
All right, that's everyone I show. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. First up, we have our board meeting minutes from February 11th. Board, have you had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate? Do you need me to put them up?
I move we approve them.
Perfect. Thanks, Val.
I second the motion.
Thanks, Tyler.
This is Tyler.
All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right. Next up is the first quarter financials. David, take it away.
All right. Thanks, Michael. So for Sky Ridge Pegasus Infrastructure Financing District, financial statements as of March 31st, 2025, and starting in the balance sheet and in the general fund. We have in the working capital fund $152,302, and we have an accounts payable balance of $154. In the debt service fund and the bond fund, $30, and the reserve fund, $3,808,063. And in the capitalized interest fund, $3,716,933. In the capital projects fund, in the construction fund, $23,578,842. And in the cost of issuance fund, $289. Moving on to the general fund, statement of revenues, expenditures, changes in fund balances. We had interest income of $1,418 and expenditures accounting $2,625. Insurance of $3,230 and legal of $308. We had developer advance as a financing source of $6,941, and that gets us an ending fund balance of $152,148. Moving on to the debt service fund. We had revenues of interest income of $70,100, and that gives us an ending fund balance of $7,525,026. Moving to the capital projects fund, we had interest income of $240,955, expenditures of capital outlay of $2,308,421, and that gives us an ending fund balance of $23,555,255. With that, I'll move it up to you guys for any questions or anything you'd like to look at a little more in depth.
Ward, you guys comfortable with the financials?
I've looked them over. I'm comfortable with them.
Okay. Tyler, are you good?
Yeah, Michael, we actually are in the process of booking the bonds into Pegasus because it has that obligation to close out 24 financials. So Hayden and I, we're knee deep in these right now. So yeah, David, thank you for doing this. It looks great. We actually might reach out to you for some year-end information. Michael, thank you for sending over that report. It helped us fill in some of the gaps as well. So yep. No, I think everything looks in order. Just as a note, we finally had the construction documents signed off by the county engineer later last week. And so we're in the process of, we had the bid packages out to the contractor. We'll be awarding the bid by the first week of June, and they will be starting before June 15th. So the expenditures will start to go up dramatically. We're going to really turn and burn and make up a little ground we've lost here in the month of May for construction. But we've got several big contractors lined up to do this work. And so excited to see where we are and excited for what's coming later this year.
Awesome. Great. So with that then, could I get a motion to accept the financials as presented?
So move.
Okay, thanks, Val.
I'll second the motion.
Thanks, Tyler. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, so as far as just other items from the board, let's talk then about what it is we need to get all prepared then, Tyler, for the CPACE.
Yeah, so as a board, we've discussed the Infrastructure Financing District has a couple main projects. One is the public infrastructure for the Pegasus subdivision, public roads, sewer, water, utilities, things like that. It also has another project in there, master water tank and master sewer lines, not only for the Pegasus subdivision, but they also roll into a lodge project and a clubhouse project that are adjacent to the Sky Ridge Pegasus Infrastructure District. We have talked about, and the district has been, when it was formed, was able to administer CPACE bonds, which are special assessment bonds that would go on this lodge property and clubhouse property. As a board, we would like to move forward with the Sky Ridge Pegasus Infrastructure District administering those bonds. Aaron Wade from Gilmore Bell, who are the attorneys who put together our documents, are in the process of doing whatever amendments we need to the documents, probably do a little bit of an annexation to encompass these two properties. The lodge is about a 5-acre parcel. The golf clubhouse is about a 55-acre parcel. Like I said, it's contiguous and it connects into this master sewer and water. We need a couple weeks to have all that documentation information put together. It's really, I'd call it a perfunctory procedure. Utah has a CPACE program, but not many people have elected to use it because now the new thing of a public infrastructure district or a public improvement district, a PID, can also do this as well. So we felt this was a good use of the district and the district resources. And again, the lodge and the clubhouse connect to this master water and master sewer. This is actually the potable water for the lodge, and Pegasus comes off of this master water tank that the district will be building.
Okay, perfect. So between Piper and Gilmore Bell, they're both working through everything. Okay. So when do you think we'll want to have the next board meeting to discuss it and
I
any
would say,
finalizing?
look at the schedules, and I don't know if it'd be a warn or if we do. I don't know if it's one board meeting can accomplish or we need to do two, like a preliminary. I think it's just one. They were going to double check our organization documents, but sometime the week of June 9th, I think would give us time to get all that, all the paperwork and all the documentation, everything put together.
Okay.
Val, Hayden, don't know what your schedule is. Michael, David, maybe if we could look to either the afternoons of Wednesday the 11th or Thursday the 12th of June. Both of those, I'm wide open from 1 o'clock on both of those days.
Thursday the 12th would work best for me in the afternoon. I could do in the morning on the 11th, but not the afternoon.
Okay. Thursday the
Thursday works
12th.
great for us.
You want to say 3 p.m. then again, Mountain Time?
That
Okay.
sounds great.
That works for me too.
June 12th at 3. Okay. I'll talk with Matt. If we're going to do an annexation, we'll try to get everything ready for that. The big things will be you and I talked the plat map with the legals. Sounds like you've already got it.
Yeah,
We'll need.
you should have those, Michael, from the
Okay.
email I sent last night. The legal descriptions are on those two plat maps.
Okay. Then we'll do consent to bonds for the property owners. Then we'll do a notice of impending boundary action. Once we get all that signed and everything ready, we might need to do two because we'll need you to approve a resolution of the board saying you're going to do the annexation. And then we send that off to the Lieutenant Governor's office, and then they'll issue the annexation. But I think, well, that's probably what Gilmore Bell and Piper are figuring out, if we
Yeah.
can run things concurrently so we
Well,
don't
and
have
I
to have
think,
to.
yeah, Michael, and I think that was what they were looking at because this, the water tank project and the offsite parking project, which are projects the district will be doing, are not inside the district boundary.
Yeah, they'll tell us what we can and can't do at the end of the day.
I will chase him down and maybe we just get on a work session call
Okay.
sometime towards the end of next week,
Okay.
maybe Thursday or Friday. And we bring in the attorneys and the bankers and obviously the lawyers and the accountants, and we figure out exactly how to proceed.
Okay, that works.
Because we
Okay,
just know
cool.
going through the lieutenant governor's office sometimes can, even though we may have one here as our chair, it can sometimes take some time.
Well, back in the good old days, it used to run a lot better, right, Val?
Well, back in the good old days, this mechanism wasn't even available, so.
That's true.
The
That is true.
21st works for me anytime.
The
That works.
21st or the 12th?
Well, the 21st, you said sometime
Oh.
next week for a work session, or did we?
Okay, I see what you're saying. Yes.
Yeah, the Thursday, I'm wide open on Thursday afternoon. Maybe we,
The 22nd.
the 21st is the one I'm available anytime on the 21st. The 22nd, it'd have to be early or late.
Okay.
Okay. How early is
Well,
early, Val?
before 9:30,
Oh, okay.
and
How about
then
the 23rd?
23rd,
23rd
everybody's free
would
on my
work if we're in
calendars.
the morning before
Oh,
noon.
sorry. The 23rd is the Friday before Memorial Day. That's a bad idea.
Yeah.
No, true.
The
Do you?
20th works anytime.
Yeah, I'm out the 19th and the 20th. I'm back at in Connecticut for Allie's
Okay, yeah,
graduation.
your graduation. And then I'm available on the 27th, 28th, 29th, and 30th. Actually,
Okay.
the 30th is not good, but the 27th, 28th, and 29th are okay.
Well, let me chase down the Gilmore Bell guys, and maybe Michael, they can just connect directly with you and Matt.
Okay.
And then Val, we could keep you updated, via email and correspondence and something like that.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, let's do that.
Let me see what they need because obviously they've got to get their analysis complete before we could have a meeting. So let me circle back with them, find out their status, and then I'll just, the email I sent out last night where everybody's copy. Sorry, David, I didn't copy you. I'll get that forwarded to you just so you have a record of it.
Thanks.
I'll just find out from them, and then before I head out Friday night, I'll circle something out of the group, and we'll have a plan to go forward with.
And Tyler, when you send that over, can you copy Shelby also?
Yep, you bet. Hayden, can you do that for me?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Course.
All right. Anything else that you think we need to cover?
Nope. No.
Okay. Hey, thanks you two for getting that report. I got it filed right when you got it back to me, Hayden. So thank
Excellent.
you. Yep. All right. Well,
Okay.
with that, get a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Thanks,
I'll
Val.
second the motion.
Thanks, Tyler. All those in favor say aye.
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 That's unanimous.